Welcome to Buy This Comic, the show that implores you to support the sequential arts not with Instagram likes, but with cold hard cash. I'm your host, Jason Mojica, and this week we're joined by Ben Sears. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. Ben is the writer and artist behind Young Shadow, a new graphic novel published by Fantagraphics that's in stores now. We'll talk to Ben all about it right after this word from our sponsor.
Comics, they're not just for grown-ups anymore. Join the Hey Kids Comics Club, and every month we'll send you a new graphic novel for kids ages 6 to 10, plus a members-only zine with lots of fun stuff in it. Go to heykidscomics.net to learn more.
All right. Ben, tell us about Young Shadow.
So Young Shadow is a comic that is about this kid who, I guess to summarize it briefly, tries to correct injustice in his neighborhood. So whether that be like helping out at the animal shelter or helping with food bank deliveries or getting in fist fights with the police or people who are abusing animals, just anything he sees that kind of doesn't look quite right, he checks it out and does whatever he can to help.
That's a pretty broad range.
Yeah.
It's good to have depth. And now the book is labeled as a double plus adventure. What's that all about?
So the double plus series was a comic series I did for Koyama Press. So there's four books in that series that are out. And this one is kind of takes place parallel, like off to the side of those. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of takes place in that world and involves some of the same problems, like the corrupt police force in the city, but isn't totally related to those. So you can read them separately and be fine, but they do complement each other.
Gotcha. Now, the book is marketed for younger readers and is certainly suitable for younger readers, although children of police officers might not love it. But but did you set out from the start to make it kid-friendly?
Well, actually, I did it after doing a couple of the other books that I just mentioned. So those are definitely more like everything I do is kind of all ages. So it's not directed at a certain age group. Mm-hmm. But with this one, I tried to make it maybe a little more complex than the other ones. Uh-huh. So I think maybe that put it in the YA category, but I tried to tackle issues that like maybe kids see in the news.
Right.
But give it like a more fantastical context, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I was very excited by the book and tried pushing it on my 6-year-old, and it just didn't land with him. And I don't think it was because of that subject matter. I think it was because he didn't have a reference point for kind of a solo, vigilante type, working the night beat. You know, had no reference for that, I guess, trope, for lack of a better word, but you know,
sure.
Which I guess is what I enjoyed so much about it. But
yeah, the other books are like all pretty colorful, and I think kids might enjoy looking at them even if they aren't like getting everything I'm throwing out there. But this one, I think visually is very much like YA and above.
Right. You mentioned the color. I'm curious about that. The earlier books were in full color, but this one is done in two colors, black and yellow, which kind of gives it a Mobius vibe. What inspired that change?
Well, I originally did it as like a self-published mini comic. So it was like a cost-effective way to have it be colorful, I guess. Because I did it risograph printed.
Okay.
So like two colors is all I could really afford at the time.
Right.
And it kind of made it pop more than just like black and white artwork. Mm-hmm. So I ended up liking the look of it. And instead of going back and recoloring the part that I did initially, I just decided to do everything in the orange and black and white.
Gotcha. And sorry, jump back to the kind of kid appropriate thing. What sort of constraints do you set yourself when sitting down to make something for younger audiences? I mean, what do you find that you have to add, or what do you find that you're leaving out?
Well, sometimes I'll get editorial pushback that's like, I'm not sure if this particular phrase or whatever is going to work for like kid readers.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to like simplify the dialogue, so I'm not using a ton of like, you know, words that I don't know, some adults might not even know.
Yeah.
But as far as content, I don't know. I feel like as long as there's no like cussing or extreme violence, I feel like it could work for kids. I don't know, because kids see pretty much everything in their day-to-day lives, so you don't want to like shelter them from anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing that makes you realize what sort of nonsense phraseology grown-ups use as much as a kid asking what you're talking about. or what certain things mean, and you're like, I don't even know how to explain it.
Yeah, I just try to keep it fairly simple.
Well, talk to me about working with Fantagraphics. Is this the first time you've published with them?
Yeah, it was cool. I had met Eric at a comic show a couple years ago, Eric Reynolds at Fantagraphics.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave him something there, like one of the mini comics, and he was like, hit me up later over email. Said, if you ever want to pitch anything, just let me know and take a look at it. So I had kind of worked on this Young Shadow comic just on my own, not knowing what I was going to do with it. And I was just about done with the book and sent what I had over to him. It's like, would you guys be interested in putting this out? And he's like, yeah, definitely. So it was a pretty relaxed trip the whole way.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And sorry, going back to the earlier Double Plus, or do you call it Plus World?
Either one works. Yeah.
When were those published? When was the first one?
The first one was published through Study Group in, I want to say, late 2014, mm-hmm. early 2015. And then one came out every year after that. So up until 2019, there's a book out every year.
Gotcha. And can you tell me a little bit about Empanada?
That is a comic I've been doing over on my Patreon that I started because I had not drawn a comic in a couple months. And I was like, I feel like I need to keep in practice.
Mm-hmm.
So I started that one with no clear direction or plan or anything, which is the exact opposite of how I do comics usually. Like I usually have a pretty tightly written plot and all that stuff. And this was just like, I'll make up the pages kind of in 4 or 5 page batches.
Mm-hmm.
So been doing that, and it's been kind of nice just letting it go wherever it ends up going.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause like I had kind of a loose plan in the beginning, and it like went a totally different direction. So it's been cool to be able to do that. And not be like, okay, so I need to fit all this information in X amount of pages. It's like, I can just do as many pages as it needs.
Yeah. And what does it take to access those comics?
So I've been posting that one on my Patreon just to help kind of fund the process of making it, mm-hmm. but it will be out printed probably later this summer. And you can just get that through my web store, which is bensears.bigcartel.com. So
cool.
I'm sure I'll be posting about that more when it happens, but that's the thing with the comic is like, it doesn't have a set end yet. So it's just whenever it wraps up, I'll post the printing info.
Right. Right. And where are you based?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Ah, very nice. And what's the comic book and independent bookstore scene like in Louisville? Where can someone find Young Shadow?
They can buy Young Shadow at Carmichael's Bookstore, which is like a local chain. It's been around for, I say, like 40 years, maybe more.
Huh.
And then I would assume it's at this place called The Great Escape, which is like a comic and record store. But whatever comic shop you're near, I feel like they can order it because it's distributed through all the big outlets. So,
right.
Yeah, if you don't see it at the store, you can always ask them to order it. Or I have some in my web store, but you should support the stores you got while they're still there.
Indeed. Okay, well, Young Shadow is in stores now. Go to your local shop and buy this comic. Ben Sears, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And you listening in, please make sure to subscribe, leave a rating, and follow us on the social media. We are simply By This Comic, all one word. Goodbye.